Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. We'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right. Welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Elves, joined from a safe distance in the dugout by my pal Brian Svensson.
What's up?
And boy, that took me for a loop.
Yeah.
Joining us on the bullpen phone from a safe distance, my pal Chris Zook.
Heidi, heidi, ho.
There we go. There we go.
That's what you were supposed to say, Brian. You
hey, hi, howdy, Zook. Hey, 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 if you're going to do it right, get it right.
Well, yeah.
It's not his buzzword or catchword.
Right, your catchword isn't as quite as it's a little more trickier than mine. Mine's pretty easy. It's a pretty self-explanatory there. Let's play ball, right? So, you know, anyways, but I tried.
You gave it the college try.
Listen, it's been a day. We're recording this on Wednesday rather than our usual Thursday. I just played slow pitch. I came home.
No one wants to hear this, Brian.
I've watched the Lightning and I watched the Blue Jays on two separate screens. So
enough. I don't need
the Blue Jays on YouTube, which was a fun experience. Their commentators suck, but it's cool that it's free on YouTube.
I was gonna say that's right.
That's the free games.
Yeah.
YouTube Mariners.
Yeah, the commentators are awful. If you think
what crew do they have doing that?
It's a 4-person broadcast booth, which is bananas. And I don't remember their names.
Is that why it's not so good? Is just there's too many voices?
Well, first of all, yes, too many voices. Second of all, they don't really talk about the game.
Oh,
they don't really talk about the game.
They're just the game is in the background. It's one of
yeah.
these things.
They just have like they're just having a conversation, and the game is just like happening in the background, and occasionally the lead guy, who I think is Australian by his accent. And
maybe they thought it was like,
we'll be like, yeah, there's
something.
A strikeout for Anthony Kay. And it's just like, okay, cool, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's interesting because, if it was just going to be a straightforward kind of play by play, like usual, then that's one thing, but it's not. No, you know,
Scott Braun is on play by play, John Smoltz, Carlos Pena, and there was a lady who I missed her name.
Oh, okay. Well, John Smoltz isn't the worst, right? He's on Smoltz is on with Buck, isn't he? On Fox broadcast sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, I mean, yeah, you know, hey,
but
it was four people. It's free, right? So
yeah, no, that's exactly the point I'm gonna get at, yeah. Right? Like, their commentators are not good, but
what'd you pay for it?
The rest of the broadcast was amazing. The great camera angles. They had really awesome mic'd up segments with some of the players. There was a really funny bit with Ty France warning the ump, the first base ump in the first inning, that their games go like 4+ hours every single time. And sure enough, this game went into extras and it went 4 hours. And so that was really funny. They had a couple guys, mic'd up. It was really, other than the broadcast team, it felt like a really awesome, fun experience. And the game itself was great. 9-7 in extras. lots of hits, lots of runs, home runs. It was a really good game. And like, if you went in as a non MLB fan, found that on your front page on YouTube and watched that, I'd be willing to think that some people are getting converted because of it.
Well, I will say this, and we're going to lead into this, but this also might be a factor of maybe the less of the sticky substance that the ball is now in play a bit more, possibly. Right.
Possibly. I think there was 25 plus hits on the day. Right. So yeah.
Well, definitely you can see the uptake on the last couple of weeks, right? That
yes.
The hitters are now actually being able to hit some of these baseballs, right? The pitchers are now, you know, kind of now have to legally throw again.
Right. Now, this is something because we took a break for two of us to move houses, it just didn't line up with the fact that the Major League Baseball kind of started to crack down on some stuff that the pitchers were being accused of doing. And we have seen kind of a change in terms of hitting numbers as a result of it. I mean, do we want to start with the most recent thing and then kind of back up?
Yes,
to, you know,
I think
sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the biggest kind of most recent thing is Josh Donaldson and Lucas Giolito kind of getting into it.
Because
Donaldson had insinuated that Giolito had benefited from the use of foreign substances to improve his spin rates. Now, this is kind of like...
Now, check his spin rates. Let me just tell you, I saw that tonight.
His spin rate was right at the top,
like high, and it just plummeted the last 2 weeks. Plummeted. Like,
right.
I mean...
And so... In a game, Donaldson then proceeded to take Lucas Giolito yard.
Murdered a baseball.
And
murdered it.
He, as he crossed home plate, shouted, "Hey, it's not sticky anymore."
Incredible. Absolutely.
Caught by a television microphone. He said, you know, it did refer to Giolito, but that he intended it to rally his teammates more than a shot against his opponent is what he said in an interview that he gave afterwards on Zoom with Dohyung Park. This is following.
It was incredible. Honestly,
Donaldson
it was so
wearing
funny.
A shirt that says "You got something to say" in his interview as well.
Go ahead, Brian, first. Yeah.
I mean, as someone who is a veteran of the Josh Donaldson experience, and he's
right,
absolutely
yeah.
one of my guys.
I mean, he was one of your guys even before he was on the Jays.
Correct. He's there's no kind way to put it. He's kind of a little bit of a jerk, but he's like our jerk when he's on your team, you know? Remember last year when he hit that home run and he thought the ump had missed a bunch of calls and he like...
Oh,
like
he swept the home plate.
Yeah, he swept the plate as he crossed it or whatever.
He got
and
thrown out.
He got thrown out because...
Home run. Yeah.
Yeah, thrown out on a home run because of it. And it's just like, he's a jerk, but he's like, he's your jerk when he's on your team.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I will say a couple things about this. Again, we go back to some personalities in this game. I mean, he's a personality, right?
Yes.
And I will say this, especially Michael, because you're living through the season. He's at least given some way to not talk about that the Twins are plummeting back to the last place again. So at least he's diverted some attention to this kind mm-hmm. of scenario. And you know what? And Donaldson hit another one tonight, right? So, it spurred him on a bit. Now, the team, not so much. They continue to keep losing. But Donaldson has been fired up a bit about this. And I what I heard today is that he had a, when he was talking in his press conference about this, is that he said he met Lucas out in the parking lot afterwards and told him right to his face, because he kept saying, because say his name, Mike.
Giolito.
He basically kind of called him out, saying he was classless, and you know he can't, you know, why doesn't he, if he has something to say it to my face, right? And so
he's gonna say it to your face.
Donaldson said he met him in the parking lot and said it to his face, and he said he had no reply, right?
JD,
so
come
you
on,
know
buddy.
I mean hey, you know, when he was with the Blue Jays, one of the best characters and obviously an MVP for that team, right? So hey, this is, you know what the shame is, Michael, is Donaldson is could be what he was with the Blue Jays, but it's just literally lost seasons right now. Yeah. Right? He was injured before, and then this year is just a fiasco of a season.
I mean,
season.
He's kind of always been injury prone, though.
Sure, there's no doubt, but I'm just saying is, you know,
you but know, having, nice having this was, season now when he could have had it last year.
Yeah, it's just a waste of a season, basically. I mean, good for him, but yeah.
Right. Now, I mean, Donaldson is actually kind of one of the perfect guys to be involved in this most recent dust up over spin rate, because he has been one of the most outspoken players about the use of foreign substances. He tweeted in late May that he had an entire catalog of video of pitchers cheating.
That's right.
You know, and was quoted at the time saying, "I'm not the one that's been playing against the rules. Some pitchers have been. Trust me, a lot of people are upset about this. A lot of people didn't know about it till it started getting attention drawn to it. And now at the end of the day, people are seeing the changes. They're like, oh, okay. Guys throwing no hitters. Perfect games. Going out there and making a lot of cash. Off of who? The hitters.
Yes. Yeah.
100%. And all of the above. And even at that, we had another no-hitter last week. One where we were during our telecast, basically, as our broadcast last Thursday, they had a combined no-hitter, I believe, with
right,
with
it happened Cubs. Afterwards. Yeah, yeah.
That's right, and Marquez from the Colorado.
Germán Marquez.
He didn't get a no hitter. He lost it in the ninth inning. He had a one hitter, right? But have you ever heard this term? Because I read this today, and I didn't know. But maybe I was missing out on that. The writer was saying that he instead of the no hitter, he got a Maddux. Does anyone know?
I've heard of a Maddux. It's a complete game shutout under 100 pitches.
Right. And so I guess Maddux obviously did this many times in his career. And so I guess someone may kind of not made it up, but I guess they did, is they sort of said they just put this moniker on it. And so they said that, you know, there's actually, it's more rare to get a Maddux right now than a no hitter, if you can believe that. But
oh,
I guess
sure, because the
pitch counts.
Pitch count is part of it, yeah.
One is that, and then the, yeah, you have to go through the complete game, plus then you got to get it under 100. So anyways, so it hasn't quite slowed down all the no-hitters, but I definitely feel like the last week or so,
Giolito's, I found the stat. So his four-seam fastball had averaged 2,430 RPM. In his 14 starts before the league's stricter enforcement began June 21st.
His not so much now.
Two starts since the enforcement, down 199 rotations.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? It's crazy.
It's across like the board.
Statistically
across
significant.
The board.
Yeah,
the league
exactly.
As a whole has seen a drop of 78 rotations.
There's more noticeable, like for other ones, like Cole has gone down quite a bit.
Yeah, and he's getting
Bauer,
hammered too.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, Bauer and the one
Bauer's still pitching good, yeah, oddly enough.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's other stuff going on with him now too, but that's another story. The people who were suspected, guess what? You know, they're it's gone down, and they've gotta have to find a way to, you know, figure out how to get people out. Like Cole has gone down noticeably, right? He's being hit hard. He's
yes.
still getting
yeah.
six, maybe five, six innings, but he's not having a 10, 12 strikeout games now, right? Because he can't, you know, the hitters are catching up a bit now, right?
That's correct,
so,
yeah.
I mean, this is exactly what they did, and I will give credit where it's due. Major League Baseball actually, now again, I still, caveat is continue this through the whole season would be perfect, but they have cracked down. There's only one pitcher so far has been thrown out of a game because of alleged substance. And it has put the fear of kind of God into these pitchers, which is good because they stretched it too far, right? It was one thing to sort of have a little bit of rosin or, sunscreen sort of, you know, to kind of slow down, you know.
I don't think many people are opposed to the pitchers having some sort of minor sticky substance in order to help them keep hold of the ball, right, for safety reasons. But the level that it's gotten to at this point is obnoxious, and it's actively hurting the game. And so, you know, sunscreen and rosin, sure, go for it. If you want to use something else that you find that works, As long as it's not making you throw wiffle ball pitches, then like I legitimately do not care. Right? Like I feel like a lot of people feel that way. They don't really care if unless it's toxic to the game, which it has been this year.
Yeah.
It absolutely has been toxic to the game this year.
Oh yeah, the game has actually became unwatchable for many of the first.
Were you guys surprised that the league made a change in terms of enforcement in season?
No,
like this is
no. I'm not. I'm not surprised at all. I mean, I've talked about it and advocated. I'm not really one to advocate for Rob Manfred and the league most of the time, but they absolutely have in the past been very, very locked down incredibly locked down on making sure that players follow the rules. Since the Congress trials, since the steroid stuff, they have locked down.
Right. But I will say this, the caveat on that is they let this go way too far. Right?
Of course absolutely.
And I do think the pitchers have a gripe. I think the pitchers,
it did seem like they let it get too bad.
And I think the thing is, I think the pitchers have a gripe in regards to doing it midstream, right? If you did it at the start of the season, which they've done the last two seasons of putting this edict in and saying, hey, you know, we could have look at pitchers and stuff, but they didn't really bring down the hammer.
When was the last time something really fell into the discourse of public, not just MLB hardcore conversation, but public conversation this badly? It was steroids, and they did not want that to happen again. So like, we didn't, can you remember, did we talk about sticky stuff at all last year? Maybe once, but I kind of doubt it was like a running theme. We've talked about it 6 of the last 7 weeks on this show. That means something.
No, there's no doubt. It's the problem is, I don't know. I'm very hesitant to give them too much a pat on the back because they also contributed to this getting to this far, and they had to pull back, right?
Absolutely.
So it's both ways. I mean, it's good that they are clean up. I just think it is. I think the pitchers do have a gripe about that midstream to do it. What other sports? I'd have to find an example of who's doing that midstream. But the second part is, like Glasgow, and there are other pitchers who have been affected by injury because of now that the grip has changed, right? There is something to that, right?
Well, so, I mean, it took away two of the best years of Aaron Sanchez's careers because they keep changing the ball, right? Like, I get it.
Sure,
I do.
Totally. I do. So, I mean, I think the intent of it is exactly right on point, and I give them credit for enforcing it. I just feel that not too much credit, because they also were they turned a blind eye until basically the public discourse got to such a level that they couldn't avoid it anymore or look away, right? And so let's see what happens going forward here. I mean, I always wonder if this is just like, you know, we'll do this for a month and then we won't hear about it and it's all taken care of, because I'll tell you this much, the time that they stop attacking these pitchers are going to go right back to it, right? I mean, they're just, you know, so we'll see what happens if they can continue with the enforcement. But so far, like I said, only one pitcher has been thrown out of a game. So I guess everyone's on their best behavior so far.
Yeah. I mean, and not only that, but you have like media personalities like John Boy who are basically out on a witch hunt. I don't know if you guys saw that, that segment.
No, I haven't seen that.
So during the O's Astros game the other day, he posted a video on his Twitter of the O's bullpen applying something out of a tin to the armpit of one of the O's reliever that was about to come in. And was like, well, I don't know anything about anything, but this is incredibly suspicious. Without like doing any real, like just kind of, it was just kind of like a spur of the moment type deal. And don't get me wrong, it's good that there are people out there that are doing this sort of thing, right? But didn't really do any real journalism or research into it. minutes later, Jeff Passan comes in and says, hey, listen, that was icy hot. So, like, y'all need to cool it with this. And John Boy doesn't even apologize or delete the tweet or anything. He just kind of retweets Jeff Passan's thing. And it's like, cool, that's fine and everything. But, like, maybe do... If we're going to go down this rabbit hole, and I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing of, like,
because but then is everyone guilty, you know, before being presumed innocent, right?
That's correct. It's turned into a kind of a witch hunt scenario, which, you know, if you're doing your due diligence and really put the effort in, really, really, really put the effort in, like they did with the Houston Astros trash banging scheme, right? I get that. But, like, to kind of go off the cuff and accuse the Orioles of all people of being like, hey, right, this is a little suspicious.
They're on their way to the World Series again this year, right?
You know, like, in a game where they were down by, I think, 6 or 7 runs, and this guy was coming in a mop-up role.
Right,
it's like, maybe do your research a little bit first. Like, let's not cut everybody's head off before actually finding out if they're properly a witch.
Right, and a team that's like, what, 25 games out of first place again, and like, I mean, you know, do they have incentive for that? And yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. And I will say also that what I've read a bit in regards to the pitchers, where they're not too happy with being, you know, exposed literally on the field, you know, doing these inspections, right? I mean, I guess they're making a point of that. But there is also other ways you can do it without literally...
Pitchers that have nothing to worry about are laughing them off. Oh, I don't know absolutely. If you saw, but, you know, Marcus Stroman kind of laughed it off.
Otani was
laughing it off. Yeah, like the guys that don't have anything to worry about are like, hey, okay, cool, check my stuff. Like, I'm legit. I think DeGrom kind of laughed
it
off.
Yeah, he did,
too,
actually.
Right?
So, and those are the guys who really there wasn't a sniff very much about spin rate or using the sticky stuff. So, I mean, the ones who did it, well, you know, like we talked about Gerrit Cole a couple weeks ago having the non-answer at the press conference or whatever. Like, you know, the ones who did it, they know it. So, see what happens, but it is a bit exciting because there's some I'll say this every week too, but Shohei Ohtani is every night. I mean, tonight not so much on the pitching, he got blasted by the Yankees, but before
oh
that
my
he,
God,
he hit
he's
a couple
a monster
he hit
he
a,
said
couple
a home
bombs.
Run in like He's hit a home run in like 6 of his last 8 or 9 games.
Yeah, his last
like
week or so has been insane. But these home runs he's hit in Yankee Stadium the start of this week, I think one was on a curveball, one was on like on a slider. So he's not just hitting fastballs, right? And these things are cannons. Like they're not just like just getting over the wall. They're just moonshots, right? And
he's
so
incredible.
I can't wait for the home run derby. Hopefully that doesn't kill his swing. But I mean, and then Tatis is still there. Vladdy's there. I mean, this is exciting. We're going to have a really good home run race, hopefully in the 50s. That's the way they're projecting right now. But Ohtani is still doing stuff. I mean, it's just amazing. Like every night there's something that he's doing that is just like, we've never seen this in baseball, right? And on top of it goes exactly what happens. He hits 2 home runs in the Yankee Stadium and they lose 10-5. Like, you know, it just the Angels it doesn't
well, this was
matter.
The piece I saw on Bleacher Report this week matter. That was like the Angels are wasting Ohtani, right? And I mean it's the same discussion
they've been
we've
wasting
had about
Trout. For a decade. Yeah. Totally.
That it's just like, oh, you're having this. And I mean, this is the problem with a team sport as large as baseball, right? Like this isn't something where, you know, one or two guys on an NBA team can swing a franchise's fortune. These guys are indescribable talents. And yet, you know, if you don't build around
not
them,
getting paid nearly enough money.
But it's just fun to watch. I'm telling you right now, he's destination TV. If you can watch him when he's on a YouTube.
Chris,
or
was it you who sent
TV
me the Twitter like rundown of his week or whatever? And it was like,
yeah, it was insane.
It's remarkable.
It was like, you know, he had a win. He went 6 innings in one game one day. Then he had like a home run. Then he had like a stolen base and he had 2 home runs. It was absolutely like it was sort of like
superstar,
like a video game.
He's
like
a mega star. Forget superstar. He's a mega star.
there actually I read something on Twitter. Someone said one of the shots that he hit early in the season, they thought the TV crew amplified the sound. And so they actually had to ask the sound crew, did you amplify it? And they're like, no, that was the sound off his bat. We just captured, like, they didn't enhance it. It's just, there's literally cannon. When you say they're like bombs or cannon shots, that's exactly how it's sounding off his bat. It's fun to watch. I knock on wood. I hope he stays healthy the whole year. And I would love to see this race with him and Vladdy and Tatis and Scherzer, I guess, is up there now.
Schwarber.
And Schwarber, sorry. And Scherzer, that would be funny. But yeah, I mean, and whoever else wants to join the race, Acuna or whatever else, right? But this is just fantastic. I mean, every night, one of these guys are hitting. Tatis hit one again tonight, and it just keeps on rolling. But Ohtani, every week, I'll just keep talking about him because we're watching something that has never happened in baseball history, and hopefully it continues the whole year. Because to me, it's him or Vladdy for the MVP. I don't think there's anyone else right now.
Yeah, I think that's right now. Mike, you want to talk about the new American Association team?
Oh, so it was announced that for next season, there will be a new American Association team. And I'm ordering merch already.
It's incredible.
So the Lake Country Dock Hounds is the team name, they released their logo, a baseball playing dog with the bat slung over his shoulder, ball in his mouth, wearing a fishing bucket hat. Just
it's the best
fantastic
logo.
Stuff.
It's
if you, so great. If you follow Winnipeg Gold Eyes on Instagram, they shared the American Association post with the new logo. Fantastic stuff.
It's really great.
I've not seen it, so I'll have to check that out. But it sounds.
I mean, it's, right now, it's just another team to beat the fish. So, bless up. They've been so bad this year.
I was just curious about that. I'll be honest, just because they're kind of out of sight.
I think they're 15-21, and they are dead last.
Yeah, they're scuffling. And
it's
bad.
Oh, I mean, it's tough.
Like,
they can't
imagine,
don't have a home.
Like,
they don't
having
have a
no
home,
right? Like, they're playing in Tennessee. And
yeah.
I mean, that is tough. There is something about it. I mean, they're even talking about it at the professional level, you know, NBA, NHL and stuff, right? Like, you know, it really
hurt the Raptors.
Yep.
100%. And it hasn't done the Jays any favor either, right? You're playing in Florida, then you're playing Buffalo. They probably won't get back to Toronto this year unless things change. It's just not normal, right? You know what I mean? Like there is routines, right? Like athletes are.
No, the Jays are okay. They're four games above 500, but they're 8-2 in their last 10. They're still seven games back of Boston for first place. I think they're five games back of a playoff spot. Unlikely that they make it at this point. Unlikely.
Four games back of the wild card right now. When we
it's
record this.
Yeah, it's
their,
it's
their
not
schedule
fantastic.
Is actually not too bad the next little while, where the Jays can beat up on teams that they should beat up on.
Fingers crossed.
And they did get a nice trade. I'll give you this. They got Brian, did you see that with Cleveland this week?
No, they traded with Cleveland. It was with Miami. You're thinking because of Simber. Yeah,
I am. I actually thought Simber was still there. So it was Miami. You're right.
Yeah, they got Corey Dickerson and Adam Simber from Miami.
Yeah, and I think Simber is a submarine pitcher, but at least it's an arm in the bullpen, right?
It's something,
right?
Yeah.
Serviceable guy that maybe he can eat up some innings. And
Dickerson is good because he's actually a league average bat, which means we don't have to give Rowdy Tellez any more at-bats or Joe Panik. Good Lord.
There you go. You know, it's a start, right? I mean, we've been championing this for the Jays to do something. So, you know, it's obviously it's not going to be their only move before the trade deadline, but it's a start, right? To at least try and address something to move it forward, right? And one thing I did read is that there was a suggestion that they're looking at Richard Rodriguez from Pittsburgh, the closer there. And so that would be
that's interesting.
That's an interesting one because actually he's been pretty lights out. I mean, all considering it's the Pirates, right? But he's been pretty good so far this year. It wouldn't be the worst pickup, right? Because I don't know, I don't think it would cost too much to get him, but they need someone like that. Like, I mean, I don't know if you're not going to get a top end guy, but could you get someone who could, you know, help out, be it in, you know, somewhere 6, 7, 8. 9 even, right? I mean, depending on who's there, right? Yeah, I mean, exactly, right? So that's something to see if that comes to fruition somewhere down the road. But yeah, I mean, the Jays, you know, they've been, you know, Buffalo, I guess, is their home away from home for this year again. And then hopefully things work out better for society about COVID and they'll actually get back to the Sky Dome one day or whatever they're calling it now. Rogers.
I think the plan is if they don't get back to Rogers Center, that they'll end up playing the end of the season back in Dunedin again, because like the only reason they're not there during the summertime is because it's
the heat.
It's too hot. Yeah.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. But you know what? Vladdy's still hitting it, mashing out there. Bichette, you know, had a good week this week so far. And you know, they're beating up when they can, right? I mean, they you know, this is their chance when you're playing some teams that are scuffling to try and at least stay in the race, right? That's all you need to do is to kind of stay in the race and, you know, give yourself a chance somewhere in July and August, and we'll see what happens, right?
Quick hat tip to Mississippi State, who won the College World Series on the strength of Will Bednar.
First time ever.
He is, first time ever for this. He's the Pirates reliever David Bednar's little brother. Had an outstanding College World Series. 18 and a third innings pitched, a 1.47 ERA, a .084 batting average against, and 26 strikeouts. Pitched 6 scoreless in the win, so... Named the most outstanding player, and certainly came up against the number 6 draft prospect in the Vanderbilt's Rocker on the other side of the mound, but outdueled him. So kudos to him. Wow. And I guess before we go, though, we should quickly ask what's on the pity party.
Oh, what's going on the pity party?
I don't actually know yet. Okay. You know what? No, I do know. It's Canada Day, the day before this show airs. So it's going to be entirely Canadian artists, mostly local, but it'll be 2 hours worth of Canadian emo.
Oh,
as it is nice. Every year.
Do you have any, you're still coming up with it. That's why you're a question mark right now, correct?
I mean,
right.
I don't usually put my show together until Thursday, right? So,
gotcha.
But you know, it's going to include the lights of the likes of bands like Sitcom, Screaming at Traffic, Seaway, Safe to Stay, the Doughboys, stuff like that, you know, Monin, for people that like Monin, Alexis on Fire will make their way in there. So it'll be my good friend Zach on Sawyer. He'll make his way in there. Flug, Japan Droids, you know, the usual good stuff that fills up my Canadian shows.
Appreciate
the Weaker Dance.
I've heard of those.
Yeah.
Don't play the Winnipeg song. Don't do that one. That's all. That's overplayed.
I like that track, but no, it's probably not the track I'm gonna play.
No,
sure enough. There's lots of other good ones.
They've got other stuff too. That's all good.
All right. Well, that's coming up at 1:00. Thanks for sticking in around and listening to the Bench Jockeys. We'll be back next Friday. We'll be back to taping on Thursday. So hopefully nothing too tumultuous happens
over
the next 48 hours.
I think that series is going to be
going forward. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. No.
Montreal smoked the Bolts tonight, and then
really did. I mean, we left that
to
get into.
And it didn't. And it didn't matter. And the Lightning were just like, cool. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it was two bad mistakes too. And the Lightning, what they're good at, because they're a championship team, they pounce on those opportunities. They won the game, right? But we'll see what happens. Yeah. And guess what? Everyone's still going to play ball.
Strike 3, you're out!